Hello.
Thank you for calling in early today to XPO. This is Angela with your callback. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm returning somebody's call.
You're returning somebody's call? Okay. They probably call you to tell you to schedule. Did they leave you any type of message?
What is this regarding, Zev?
This is probably something to do. I can't tell you until I can put up your order, but it's probably something to do with an installation or a measurement or something from either Home Depot or Best Buy.
The guy, he said he was going to give me a call back to let me know what time he was going to come.
Okay, the tech office called you. Let's see if they put anything in the notes. Hold on just a second. When are you scheduled? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna probably have to wait on them. I might send them a email and tell them to contact you, but you're gonna have to, because this, we're not the tech office. That's in another state. That's where
Now,
you're at.
is there any way that you can like put in the notes that he will see if I tell you something?
They have the delivery instructions.
Okay, if you can be here like a little bit after 10, because I gotta work, my wife gotta work, and my daughter and her husband are gonna be taking my grandson to the airport in the morning, so they
Okay.
should be here before 10 o'clock because his flight is at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, hold on. Flight at 8 a.m.
Yeah, and
on the
if they
third.
can be here about like 10:30, right in there.
Okay, I can let them know because they can. We can't schedule you like that. The system might give you a different time, but the tech office can give you whatever time they want. That's the
Okay.
actual company, but that's not how we schedule. All right, so just next question is the phone number that you're calling in on associated with your order ending in 0392.
That's my number right here that you're
Okay,
talking with.
so what I'm gonna do is throw in an email so I can let them know. I'm not gonna put it on the
Yeah,
PO because
if
they
he can
won't
give me
find
a
out the order.
call, you know,
Yeah,
so
I'll
that
tell them.
way I don't want him to
Don't
sit
worry,
here and
I'll
say
tell them.
that, oh, no, we need that.
Yeah, only they can schedule you like that. Yeah, we
That's
can't
fine.
do it, but I can tell him. That's why he's doing the scheduling. He can probably see if he can put you in there. He might be able to put you last on the route. Might be better for him. I have no idea, but we can't do it
Right.
here.
That's fine. Okay. So
Just
I'll
give
just
me,
wait for his call. So he's going to give me a call today, though, right?
yeah, I guess I don't know, sir. I'm in Alabama. I can't tell you what he's gonna do. I can
Uh-oh.
tell you to wait 2 minutes and let me. I'm not. Is this a delivery or installation?
It's both. It's
Oh, okay.
insulation. I have the item here. I
Well,
have the item here.
do you have
The oven.
No, that's not what I'm asking. I'm trying to get it out. Threw me off. Do you have another phone number that it could be under?
It could be my daughter's, the one who ordered. I mean,
Yeah.
when she went to a, it's Melissa Victoria.
What's her phone number?
I don't know her number by heart. I know it's 678, though.
Yeah, I can't pull it up until I can find it. I can't help you. I can't tell them which order number it is or anything else. Did they give you any kind of order number or anything else when you ordered it?
I don't even have the paperwork here.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
You're gonna have to call back because nobody's gonna be able to help you until we can find that order.
Hold on. Are you talking about the number that's on the right side, validation area number? Let's see. I have this number here, but I don't know if this has to do with any of yours.
Okay, so do you have the phone number that it might be under? Because I can't send it. I can't even send a email until I
Well,
get
I
that. They
have
not
this
gonna know what
number
I'm talking
here.
about.
It's H17-5-104292.
Yeah, that's not. I don't think that's a PO, some type of PO number or anything, but I can try to look for it. Hold on just a second. H17-5-104292. H.
Yeah, because it says right here order amount, and then it, I guess that's the same number.
Yeah, that's probably the order number. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the PO number or ref, some type of reference number. Do you know what name is on that order? Can you see that? Is it her
I
name?
mean, no, because all this right here.
Whoever
About
name is on the order, I can search it by that. I can only search it by the phone number and the name.
Melissa? Melissa Victoria.
MELISSA
Melissa Victoria.
VICTORIA. Okay.
Victoria.
Hold on just a second. MELISSA VICTORIA. It's gonna pull up every Melissa Victoria in the system. So that's a diff. She got two first names, pretty much. So that's kind of unique. Just give me a minute, okay? And we're gonna see if we can find it. Okay.
Did it go through?
I'm waiting. It takes 2 to 3 minutes. It's gonna take 2 minutes minimum, no matter what. It could take up to five. But if it's not in the system, it's gonna take even longer before it tells me it's not.
What's Melissa's number? I'll give you her number. Let me see right quick.
678
678
830
830
7265.
7265.
And ask them if that's the phone number they put on the order, because I'm not finding it under her name either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it didn't pull up anything. So 678. How long ago did you buy these items? This is my next question.
It's been about last, como cuando lo compramos esta, la horno,
El horno.
la oven, cuando, last month,
¿Cuándo lo
pero
compramos?
sí.
No, como que eran 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, pero llegó apenas al día.
About
But it should be in the
3 weeks
system.
ago.
Yeah, it should be in the system. It takes us about 2 days to see it sometimes, so that's why I'm asking. But I'm waiting on it with the phone number. I gotta have something that matches to pull it up out the system.
I mean, it's either her number or mine, because what's this? You know what, Melissa's got her paperwork for that? because on the paperwork that I got, that I pay for the installment and everything,
Yeah, nothing's coming up under that phone number either.
Wow.
So
there's his number right here, 770-279-0632. I don't know whose number's that.
Is that an old number you have?
Salesperson. Oh, salesperson.
Oh.
Here's another number, AG54LO. I don't know what
small.
That is.
Yeah, that's not it. That's too small. Okay. What store did you buy these items from?
Right there in Lauburn.
What's the name of the store?
Home Depot.
Okay, so you saw the store number?
1775 North Lauburn.
That's the store number, 1775, or that's the street number?
That's the store number.
Okay. Do you see anything that starts with 75, about 8 digits long, 8 or 9 digits long? That's the PO number. I can pull it up from there if you can find something that starts with 75. Since you said that's the store number.
No, the right from across it. It's that number that I just said, that 770, and that's the salesperson, and then it has SSS412G. I don't know what that is.
Okay, you're going to have to talk to the store at this point. I can't continue to search for this. I've been on it almost 15 minutes, and everything you've given me, I can't find it. So you need to ask the store, what do you need their store number? And then their PO number is going to start. If the store number is 1775, it's going to be the last two digits of whatever the store number is. Then it's going to be like 8 or 9 digits after that. But it's going to start with the last two digits of the store number. That's what you need.
Well, the number that I gave you up there is at H1775-104292. That's the only number that I see that's that long.
1775. Let me pull up another screen. Let me see something. It might be without the H. I've had to do that before, so let's see. Because that is the store number, but it's 6 digits in front of it. So might do 1775-105-204-292. Let me try that and see if that helps. But we can't help you until we can find your information. Nobody here can. You're going to have, that's why I told you, you're going to have to talk to the store. They can pull up your information because they sold it to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're going to have to call the home, whatever Home Depot store number that you're looking at. You're going to have to call them. And get them to give you your PO number.
Sale. Tú no ves aquí un work order?
Número de orden?
Mm-hmm. This could be just a delivery. That might be why I can't find it. If it's a delivery and a simple like install or something, because they do home delivery. If it's something like that, that might be, you might need to talk to Home Depot Home Delivery Department. That might be why I can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
We do major installs, like converting gas to propane or reverse or something like that. That's what we do here. We only do major installations. We don't do deliveries and just like go plug up a refrigerator or a stove or something. They don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I already paid them for the installation and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, he told me he was yesterday when he called me that he was going to call me on the 3rd or today on the 2nd to let me know what time he's going to come on the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he's going to call me back later on or.
Yeah, it's not coming up.
Because I don't see no other number. I got more my address on here and everything, then it's...
Yeah, the system doesn't allow for the address part. Let me see something also. Hold on. Just a minute. I'm going to do just the last name.
And I'll pull it here. Anthony?
I'm going to pull up.
Ornelas.
Who?
O-R-N-E-L-A-S. Anthony Ornelas.
Okay, so now it's not in Victoria. It's in Ornelas.
Well, she's the one who ordered it, but...
Okay. You need to... Okay, because this taking 5... I've been on here too long. I can get in trouble for taking this long to do this because I've searched about 4 or 5 different things for you. I need to know whose name this order is in.
It should be in Melissa Victoria.
So Victoria was right. So who is the Ornelas person?
That's me. I'm the Anthony Ornelas.
Okay, so why are you giving me your name?
Because that my daughter was the one who had got it through her because she's the one who got the card.
You need to talk to her and ask her whose name and phone number she put this in, because that's the only way the store is going to... I need to match up with whatever the store put it in. If you're giving me everybody else and all these other phone numbers, it's not going to help. I need exactly whose name and phone number is in. That's the two ways I can search for it.
Okay.
So you need to ask, her and make sure.
She's not here. She's at work.
Okay, so we're trying Victoria is the last name. I'm going to go by the last name. We're not going by first and last, okay? So we're going to try and see. And then if it's not, I'm going to try to transfer you over to Home Depot Home Delivery, and I'm going to see if they can help you and see if it's a home delivery. It might not be. You might be calling the wrong department. Hold on just a second. Melissa.
And see,
I don't see a Victoria with that first or that last name up in here. So let's get you over to Home Depot and see if they can help you. Because you have a name and now you have a phone
at
number.
The Home Depot where I bought it at?
Yeah, it's going to be just Home Depot. It's their home delivery service. They'll be able to help you. All right, so if not, then you need to call her and find out, you know, either the store can tell you what their PO number is. They can give you that if they can find it, because I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I don't see it on here either.
Yeah.
My paperwork here that I have here that I paid for the installation and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because she's got the original copy and everything when we went to go order it and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, see if the Home Depot, the delivery department, can help you. They can probably you to somewhere in the store. Just remember, you want the PO number. And the PO number is going to start with the last 2 digits of the store number. So if it was 1755 or something like that, or 1775, the first 2 digits of the PO that they give you should say 75.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Good luck to you. I'm transferring you now. Thanks for calling XPO.
And thank you.